figures, literally 4 years after 16 years, he'd have a more children than Haji. But you know, come and say, why? Who can afford it? Who is able to come to take care of Muslim? If you believe in Hashem, that everyone has his own blood, what has to do? If you have four, you have ten. You have ten, Hashem is going to send you more. Therefore, this is, it has to do with believing in Hashem. There is no, never that will be permitted for a woman not to get pregnant unless something that has to do with her sickness, to protect her. Sometimes there is certain things that are permitted in the law, but otherwise they are not. I tell you, what is it? How can you let the life of a child be lost? I'm not talking about, God forbid, those that they make, they go to make themselves lose the child, abortion. We're not talking about this. But even avoiding yourself from getting pregnant, that's already murdering someone. Person comes and says, but Rav, I'm tired. A girl called me up this week. Rav, I'm tired. I said, why, what do you have? I have one child. You have one child, you're tired already? Your mother had so many children, she didn't get tired. She told me, Rav, I want you to give me heter, but I will not have children now. Later, a few years I'll have. I said, why? Who told you that in a few years you will have, be able to have? Because we saw through experience, many people that they are in stop themselves from having children. They can never have children later on. So why are you going to lose? God give you gifts? Now is the time, when you are young, to have them. Don't tell me. You want to, again, planning. There's no anger. I told you, once a man came to me, said, Rabbi, how many children a person has to have? At least, has to have at least one boy and one girl. And if he has two girls, he doesn't have a boy. No, he didn't do the mitzvah. Two boys, not. That's fair. What's the difference? I had the two, he has the two. He has one boy and girl, I have two boys. God, that's and not in our hands. Him, God gave him a boy and girl. Me, he gave me only two girls. One. I said, wait a minute. What do you mean he gave you two girls? How long are you married? 30 years. 30 years, you bought two children? Why don't you try now? Well, how old are you now? Who said that you can't stop yourself from having children? Mishnah said, Ya'amid banim b'na'aruto, Ya'amid banim b'zeknuto. He has children at early age, he should have also in later age. Why kilo teda ezim mehem yukshar, Shlomo HaMelech said. You don't know which one would be better. The one that was born when you were young, or when you are older, usually. When a person older, the child is better. Why? When he's young, he's full of desires, and it's not so pure. When already in advanced age, school takes it easy, this child is better. Because depend what was in your mind when you were having this child. When a person young, he wants to enjoy life, not for the sake of the children. And that's, I told this man, he said, is that right? I said, no, don't worry. If you tried and God did not give you any more child, you'll get all the rewards. I can promise you. But tell me, did you try? What do you have? Four in so many years. Every 4 years, one. Yeah, well, Rabbi, you know, my wife gets tired. And she had have a child at 4 years, and she wanted to rest. She rested a little bit. Oh, she wanted to rest. Then you didn't try, really, to have the children. Maybe in those years that you didn't try, there was another boy over there. What? How can you come and say, I did my duty? You don't do your duty unless you try. You didn't try? No excuse. And again, with every child comes his needs with him. This is the definite the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to one. And they say, the three things that can be as a sign for you if it is good or not. Bayit, Tinok, Ve'isha. You bought a new house and you found some success after bringing it. That's a good sign for you that you'll have a lot of success. Oh, a newly baby born. The minute he was born, you made some good profit. That's a lot of the child. This child is an omen, a sign that you are going to be wealthy because of him. Isha, you got married. Oh, after you got married, it was picked up. Oh, you were raised above others. All of a sudden, you make money, flourishing. It's the luck of the wife that you do. And this is said, the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, everyone that you have, I'm going to send you. That's what I told him. I told him also, why did I say all this? So listen, if you support people who learn Torah, they're your children. And that's it from the Torah, not I'm from on my own. It's written in the Torah. If a person, Moshe Rabbeinu, had a brother Aaron. Aaron had four children. Nadab, Abihu, Elazar, and Itamar. Comes and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, these are the children of Moshe and Aaron. Who are Nadab, Abihu, Elazar, and Itamar? It's not true. Nadab, Abihu, Elazar, and Itamar were children of Aaron only. What do you mean these are the children of Moshe and Aaron? He said, Moshe was the father, Aaron was the father. How could be? A child has two fathers, a child has one father. No, there were two fathers. How? Aaron, they were born to him. But Moshe told them the Torah. The one who teaches them Torah is the father. If it's a spiritual father, there's a physical father. And this is what, if you support people of Torah, you are, they are born to you. They are your children. Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe the father of Nadav, Abihu, Elazar, Itamar. That means they are like his children. Grandchildren, consider children. You made sure you raised the children. You got married. They are the opposite side of a child. That's good enough for you. Because again, you have brought to this world children and grandchildren that they are already of the two kinds, male and female. What are we going to continue to say? A person comes to say emuna. You have emuna v'ashem, then you come to have bitahon. Bitahon is a trust. There's special books about it. I told you the book of Chovat HaLevavot, Duties of the Heart, is a special chapter over there. It's called Sha'ar HaBitachon. What is a trust in God? Describes it in the most beautiful way. Person goes to read that, very easy to read it, to understand, and it's written even in English today. Sha'ar HaBitachon.
Second one? Which book? The second
Duties
one?
Of the Heart.
The second is two, and the second one or the first?
Yeah, not the first, not second, later. Now this is very important, that a person will come to see what means bitachon, what is this? I tell a story of a person. He wanted to know how to learn with that of bitachon. He said, go to this rabbi over there and God said him, you learn from him. He went to the rabbi. He said, Rabbi, I want to know how would I gain this quality of having bitachon, real trust in God. So, could you ask me? The rabbi said, go to that man over there. That I'll go to that man. Yes. He will tell you how to gain in that bitachon. He went, he gave him the name of the person. He went, he lives in the cellar. It's all dark now in him. Shema Yisrael. The poverty, lacking everything. He comes and tells you, listen, I want to ask you, are you happy? Very happy. Are you lacking? No, Baruch Hashem, I have everything. He looks at there, he doesn't have anything. Baruch Hashem, I have everything. Whatever he tells him, I say. Then tell me, how can I learn how to put my trust in God? The man looks at him. How can you not trust God? You ask me, how can I reach this corner? How can you not trust God? I couldn't understand this man, so poor, so suffering. I said, how is it possible not to trust God? This is the approach that a person has to understand. What does mean bitachon? Bitachon say, whatever I will do, what God wants me to have, that I'm going to have. Even if I don't want to do anything, but doesn't mean don't do anything. Then finish, there is no mitzvah. If a person would know, I'll sit home, I won't do anything, God will send me what I need. And he waits to look through the window, a minute is coming. Here's the chunk of gold coming to him. God said, "Ubelacha Hashem Elohecha b'chol ma'ase yadecha shetase." God will bless you in all the actions and the work that you do with your hands and your legs. Then God will bless you. If you know, if you make avon, blows come in hand from heaven, blowing your head. And you make a mitzvah, here a hand coming, tfaddah. Here is a gift for you. Is there anybody that wouldn't do the mitzvah? Is there anybody that will make avonot? Surely. But the idea is that they don't show it to you, and you have to believe that in the long run you get blessed from Hashem. This is up to you. This is what I was thinking to say, and your subject, what is ma'aseh and tzedakah? Of course, I didn't touch details of the mitzvah. There is so many details. I'll take a book and read in front of you one paragraph after another. You'll see so many details there is in the mitzvah. But just epes katzehu tereh v'cholo lo tereh. There is a lot of part of what are the mitzvot of ma'aseh and tzedakah. Originally, the ma'aseh was an only in crop produced. But we learned from the Torah many times also ma'aseh and everything, and money. And whatever you own, you have to give it 10%. This is the mitzvah of the day that I spoke about today. In short, ma'aseh and tzedakah. Baruch Hashem. Israel kesherim, there are many peoples that they do give ma'aseh, tzedakah. But the main thing is a person should not mislead himself. Oh, I give enough, I know I'm giving, I'm sure I do give ma'aseh. I'm sure, I don't know, but I give more than ma'aseh. Person has to make an account to himself to know what is exactly he owned as a capital. If he didn't do, he gives from the capital. After that, whatever income, it must be every year in the year. You can't come and say, okay, this year, I'll do it next year. Accumulate it. No. Ayotze hasadeh, shana, shana. The Torah said every year of its year. You don't leave it for a second to the third. You have to do it yearly. what is your income this year? Maybe this year the income is very high, and next year is low. Don't come and say, take it 1 year from another, no. What belongs to this year, this year. You took that, you made 200,000 this year, give that 20,000. Next year you make 40,000, give 4,000. No, this is maaser every year according to the year that you stand in. Don't come and say, listen, I didn't make this year, I'll leave it for next year. No. You have to understand, to this year you make this year. Next year you make, as you say, I said, shana, shana. I think I will stop here, because we'll go into details some more. Because we'll go details of the mitzvah, be very long. Maybe in the next session I'll pick up another subject. We have a few weeks here. I'll take things of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. After Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, the last one, I have a different subject. To give new subjects from time to time.